purebred of any kind, what'd you call this dog?
Oh, I don't know. Every fellow that has a dog has a name for it.
Yeah. If you wanted to tell your dog to attack another dog, what would you say?
Well, you'd say take him or something like that. What he was used to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I never liked to see a dog fight.
No, I don't either.
And cats, I think as much of a cat as anybody living, I reckon. My cats are very good pets.
I think. Now, a dog that was all mixed in its ancestry, what do you call that?
Oh, I don't know. What you would call him, hardly. Now, we had a dog here 4 or 5 years ago. Well, he was 7 years old when he left. He was collie and police, but he looked more like a collie.
Mm-hmm.
And he acted like a collie.
Well, suppose it wasn't only collie and police. Suppose it was collie and police and hound and
Well, you'd call him a mixed breed, I reckon.
Uh-huh.
Would you?
Well, I just wondered if you'd say mongrel.
Well, you know, you've heard people say he's just a mongrel.
What would your father have said?
Oh, well, he might have said that. Maybe he did. Maybe I said it.
Uh-huh. Would he have said cur dog?
Well, you could say that, too. That would go for it, too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's all the same idea.
Well,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
I wonder if you'd mind just showing me how your father would call the animals, or how you'd call them when you were a young man.
Oh?
I mean, how would you call cows from pasture?
You'd call them. You'd say,
Sook.
I don't know how you'd spell it.
I don't know how you'd spell it either.
And hogs would say, pooey, pooey, pooey.
Would you show me how you call the hogs?
Pooey! Pooey! My voice carried a long ways if I get it up where it belongs.
Uh-huh.
Out of doors.
Uh-huh. How about, how would you call horses?
Well, you generally whistle for them to come.
Uh-huh. How about calves?
Sukaf, sukaf.
And, how would you call sheep?
Well, you just say sheep, 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 sheep.
And chickens?
Chicky, chicky, chicky.
And what would you say to a cow if it was moving around and you're trying to milk it?
Yeah.
It stands still.
So, you'd say so, so. I don't know how you'd spell it.
I don't know either. That's why I got the machine there. I don't have to spell it.
Uh-huh. I never had but one kitty cow, and I didn't keep her very long.
How do you urge a horse on?
Get up.
And how'd you get him to stop?
Whoa.
And you're plowing with... you have to plow with mules?
Yeah, I never owned a mule, but my dad had mules at home.
Well, how would he get them to go to the right?
Well, you'd just speak to them. You'd say, haw or gee. When you want them to go to the left, you'd say, haw. And when you want them to go to the right, you'd say, gee.
Uh-huh. They were smart enough to do that.
Uh-huh. They'd learn it, you know.
Uh-huh. What kind of noise do you say a calf makes when it's being weaned?
Well, they bawl.
Uh-huh. And during feeding, what kind of noise would a cow make?
A bawl? Let's see. Well, they'd bawl to be fed, that's all I know.
Well, suppose while they're being fed.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Well, you wouldn't call it a bleat. The sheep.